go home and go play Hero this storm.
Why do you want to go play Heroes?
I'm not going to play it tonight. I was a joke. I played it last weekend. I got my fill-in.
I would like to get, for the first time in like 116 episodes, a really nice, clean intro.
Okay.
I mean, it would be as somebody, if I'm taking over like as a producer of this, I'd like to make sure that the intro is produced.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Can't even start it. I'm getting out of the way. That's not part of it either. We're trying to help.
Welcome.
No, we don't need to go into like some weird, you know, vaudeville type introduction either. It just
boobies.
No.
I watched Show Me Your Genitals yesterday because it had been a while since I'd watched that. I love that song.
What? This is not helping our intro.
You don't Show Me Your Genitals.
No, it's
John LaJoy from The League.
Okay.
It's Taco or Burrito or something. Yeah, from The League. Oh. It's before The League, he did a lot of songs.
I liked his
internet.
Kickstarter.
Yeah. I'll show you.
I don't want to see his genitals.
No, the song is him as a rapper, and that's his song. It's Show Me Your
He's
Genitals.
He's got some good songs before
He's
The
like,
League.
Women are good for three things: cooking, cleaning, and vaginas.
All right. Can we try to start an intro? Does anybody want to start us off?
I have no idea what episode this is. 112?
116.
All right.
Ready?
Yes.
But do we have topics?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got some.
We have an intro.
We can talk about movies.
We can swing
talk
it.
About San Andreas.
This intro might take a while.
All right.
Have you seen San Andreas?
Nope.
All right.
Well, we could talk about it. You want it spoiled?
Sure.
All right.
My guess is shit breaks.
Damn it. My
spoiler
review.
I went from work on Friday to the movie, and then I didn't leave the house until today. It was pretty good. My plan worked.
All right. Well, we should probably introduce who's here.
Go ahead.
God damn it. Welcome to episode.
Yeah, that was clean.
Yeah,
good
that
job.
Was clean. That was clean. All right, retake.
Yeah.
All right, yep. Welcome to Crippled System, episode 116. I'm Andy.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Nathan.
Yay, we did it.
It's a wrap.
I can almost, yeah, we're done. I could cut that out now, and I could just add on two other people's names, and I could just play that all the time. Then we have a nice, clean intro
as long
each
as
time.
It's always episode 116.
And I'm Katie! And
forgot I'm to be ambiguous about that.
And I'm Jeremy.
What, Jeremy from the Wild West?
Yeehaw! Yeah. I'm Jeremy.
Let's kill some Jews. I don't know. Is that what they did? Is that what Jeremy did?
No, in general, that's not what they did, actually.
I thought they did it in the West, so I get confused.
Jesus.
That was what Jeremy did last weekend, so I got confused between the real Jeremy and the Western Jeremy. I got, like, which one killed who?
Swedish Western Jeremy.
What?
Swedish Western Jeremy. Now, we need a movie with him meeting Muslim Jeremy.
Honestly, that does seem less potential for trouble than having Swedish Muslim Jeremy.
Yeah, Swedish Western Jeremy?
Swedish Western Jeremy.
Because no one cares if you make fun of the chinks. Because, I mean, they don't really listen to our podcast.
What does that have to do with Swedish or Western?
Well, Western, they built the railroads, and then I was thinking, I was going to the next...
Oh.
Yeah, I was trying not to... I'm trying to insult everyone besides the Indians. That's really what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to leave them out of it.
By calling them Indians, you are offending them.
You know. I mean, the homeless people who run our casinos now.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. I don't know.
I'm just looking outside and wishing I wasn't here.
I'm a teepee. I'm a wigwam.
You're insane.
I'm too tense.
You're insane.
All right. So we should go through intros.
And I'm Nathan.
I'm Bob.
Announcements. That's what it is.
Announcements.
You're in charge of this.
June 20th.
Yes.
Is the
second
six-pack event. 50 points. Dice roll at 10 a.m. Be there by 9:30. It's going to be a 12-hour event shenanigans.
It's standard steamroller, two-list optional.
Yep. Completely standard steamroller through and through. No, nothing special about it.
Nothing special?
Just 50-point normal.
Yay.
And there's prizes for millions of prizes.
Plizes?
Prizes.
Plizes.
Plizes.
Supplies.
The first event had 38. Although we're going to lose Alex and probably JR now because that motherfucker is moving to Portland.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, we're going to come to all six of them. And now Alex is going. I don't see JR as much as he has fun up here driving himself.
Yeah,
up
that's
here
not gonna happen.
I wouldn't make that drive.
I wonder if now that Alex is moving, there's any higher probability of JR moving.
JR just moved back to Springfield right next to where Alex was because JR's wife got a job there and a contract.
Yeah, but
so they're
can
stuck
get
for a
contracts
while.
Up here.
Yeah, they could, but I mean they were gonna settle in there.
No, don't do that.
They should. Yeah, they should come here.
Yeah, don't settle in. Move up here.
I mean, Alex, they're going to be traveling around the country.
I drove up and down Verona here. Yeah. There are so many dentists up and down here. There's a ton of them.
We like to
I
eat
assume
chocolate.
That's related to her job.
Yes.
Okay. That wasn't just a complete...
No, it was just a complete random. It was like, oh, all of our teeth up here are fucked up.
Well, they shouldn't be if we have this many dentists.
That's true.
Like, all the dentists are confused. Like, there's 100 dentists and nobody goes to visit them and everybody's teeth are just rotting out of their faces.
We're just paying for power.
Then, obviously Lock and Load this weekend, but no one cares about that. Origins.
I care. I'm going to that.
Origins is this weekend.
If you're not going to Lock and Load or Origins, Brian and I are going to be playing board games this weekend.
Yeah, come here.
Origins
have fun.
Is this weekend?
Yeah. Yeah. I was supposed to spend the weekend at Becky Thook's house and go to Origins, but then I had to cancel for multiple reasons. So now I'm going to have board game. Me and Nathan are going to host the first ever Brian Nathan We're Not Other Cool Places event.
World Championships. The World Championships of not being at other cool places.
This weekend only.
I might have to cancel Lock and Load.
I don't know if you're ready for the big leagues.
Except for the three of you that I know hear this that want to come, but I don't want you to be there. Everyone else is welcome, but not you three.
Well, we just don't tell them where it is.
Yeah, you can't come, Glenn.
If you show up...
That was a joke. That was a joke for two reasons. One, I don't think Glenn listens as much, and two, I was joking. But seriously, Glenn, we're not having an event this weekend. That's a joke.
If you show up at my house, the event's at Brian's. If you show up at Brian's house, the event's at my house. Wherever you go, it's the wrong house.
He was playing some cricks. He had his whole army on. He was having fun.
What's wrong with you guys?
Glenn's a great
guy.
Glenn is like, it's like how we're mean to Jeremy, but it's funny because we don't mean it. It's the same with Glenn. We're mean to Glenn, but it's funny because we mean it. Sincerely.
And it's okay because he's a local, so we're not really insulting anyone out in the world. We know this person, and we can't believe he's still here.
The marked on timestamp so I can remove this shit.
The hell? Huge edit to this podcast. Glenn's a good guy.
Welcome to episode 16.
Glenn has a better job. He can actually show up at Pegasus on time now. Yeah. He's actually able to do stuff.
Yeah.
He's able to start job army like in a week.
But to be fair, Glenn's responsible for Battle College existing, so fuck him.
It is true. That motherfucker created that. And I'm sure he didn't make it into the monster it is today, but it is the monster it is today, and it's his fault.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, he was raising it and taking care of it, and he's like, I can't take care of you. And so he put it into the public and said, here, takes a village, raise this child, and the village abused the fuck out of that child.
Yeah, like, you have a very smart boy, and then you just let the wolves raise him.
Yeah. Except by wolves, you mean morons on the internet.
So you're saying the Battle College is the feral kid from The Road Warrior.
Yes. Only without the cool boomerang.
Yeah. We should title this episode 116, Fuck You, Glenn.
Jesus Christ.
Glenn did have one great contribution to the world, which was I would not have believed it, except he
told me.
You're
talking
about
that
about
like in the past tense.
The contribution was in the past tense.
Yes.
Glenn, unfortunately, is still alive.
But he pointed out that Lords of Waterdeep, if you take out mandatory quests and the Lords, it's actually really easy for kids to play. Like, younger than you would expect can play Lords of Waterdeep if you take out the Lords and the mandatory quests.
Because you don't have that hidden agenda where they have to try to think about it.
You don't have
strategize.
The hidden agenda, and you don't have the fuck you of the mandatory quests. And so then it just becomes gather resources and play them.
That sounds really legitimate.
Yeah. Like, the minimum age I would expect for that game as is, I'm like, well, nobody younger than, like, 10 or 12. And then without that, you could go down to, like, 6 or 7.
Off topic, off of a 12-year-old, you mentioned 12-year-old. I had a coworker, and he was going to go see Mad Max this weekend. He's like, yeah, my brother's going to come and he's bringing his kid and the kid's 12. Is it appropriate for 12 years old? I'm like, well, A, the movie is going to be, the movie is not appropriate for a 12 year old. And two, he's going to love the fucking thing.
Yeah.
I mean, but it is in no way appropriate
to be. We saw it Thursday at 7 and there was a 12 year old and his dad sitting in the same aisle as me.
That would change your life as a 12 year old.
There's no nudity. I don't think there's no swearing.
There's partial nudity. The chick that was up on the tower.
Oh, that's true. You see a butt.
A butt and a side boob.
You see a butt and a side boob.
It's a nice butt.
And you see women with breast pumps covering up the nipples, but there's a lot of breast showing.
Correct.
And apart from that and explosions, like there isn't even a lot of, well, yeah.
There's one of the war boys taking a couple arrows to the face and the chest, but there's not that much.
I mean, some, you know, chainsaws, but that's like, you know, somebody turns and then there's a chainsaw comes towards them and then they do a little dance and like there's not gouchins? What am I trying to say?
They don't go
gushes. Yeah. I was trying to say gushes and fountains at the same time, so it came out as gountains. There aren't gountains of blood or anything.
There's no gout.
There's no gout. There is gout. The people eater looks like he has gout.
Yes, considering everyone I know my age is running around shouting witness, I can't imagine like a middle school after that movie.
I did read the Amazon reviews for the silver cake spray. The reviews are great. The questions are great. Some of my favorite is what a spray, what a lovely spray.
that's just gonna sell out. And the problem is someone's gonna like prank someone by switching that out with real paint. But you know, that's the only real problem. That's,
you know, just a few brain cells lost.
Oh, that's fine. I just want to run around every convention now, spraying my teeth silver and screaming "Witness me!" and then just charging a random person.
You should only if it's a Gen Con. It's a Dalek.
I am working with a local person who does some prop stuff. We're going to be making an Immortan Joe costume for me.
Well, it's a race. I know there's like four people on my Facebook feed who have talked about doing that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Also, I was talking with an African-American coworker, and I was trying to decide that if a black person does that cosplay, do they have to call themselves Immortan Bro?
No.
No? I want to be a Immortan Bro. Kind of like if Jordan cosplayed as a Wookiee, he could be Chewbacca.
I was going to say, he would also have to go white face. He would
have the curly hair.
He would have to go white face.
Yeah, no, maybe.
But Chewbacca.
I want a Immortan Bro. I want a Immortan Joe, but with a big afro.
Which is
like odd. A crossover between Mad Max and Undercover Brother.
Seems fair. Seems fair. All right, so that's our announcements. Oh, by the way, we have more announcements?
There's one more fucking announcement.
Oh, yeah, there is.
My dad died.
No!
Yes, he did. I was there.
Mine died first. I never brought it up, so fuck you. I don't know.
No, I hated Wednesday, and I mentioned that I was busy, and you're like, oh, yeah, that thing and whatever. And I said, well, to be fair, I liked mine. And people around us were horrified.
Ah, oh, good times.
Dead Father Club. High five.
No, I'm in that too.
Yay!
Hey!
Oh, what the fuck?
You had an announcement?
Is that a new thing? To be on the podcast, you have to have a parent dead. Jerry's parents are visiting right now. We could fix this problem. Jeremy's like, wait a minute. That's nice. I'm sorry, Jeremy. I've met both his parents. They're very nice.
You had an announcement?
No, I don't even think I should follow it up with that now.
That was my point. That's why I shoved that in there, was to ruin your announcement.
Yeah, my announcement is, who's the boss?
July.
In July.
11th?
Yeah. 12th? July 11th. 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
Bring your Slurpees.
Your Slurpees.
Yeah.
If they bring you a Slurpee, do they get a free entry?
Oh. $5 discount.
Are they doing the bring your own cup thing again?
Who's boss?
No, that's a wrong thing.
People abuse the shit out of that.
Oh, my God. I would bring a trash bin.
People did.
I would bring people a brand new trash bin.
5-gallon jugs to the fill your own container 7-Eleven thing.
Yeah. Oh, so good. I was upset last night after I went to go see Ministry. Went out to a gas station and they had, you know, snow cone machine, and I got a Slurpee and there was a hole in the bottom of my cup. And I didn't notice it until I was in
the car.
That's
how you can shotgun it.
That's what I had to do. And I don't regret anything.
It's kind of like when when your ice cream starts to melt and leak through the tip of the cone.
Yeah. Or if you get ice cream at Culver's, like any type of...
They don't sell ice cream at Culver's.
Oh, fuck you. Any type of custard at Culver's, like if you get a banana split... That is a trick. You have to eat the banana splits at Culver's, otherwise you would just have soup.
Yeah, you get home, you have soup.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah. Raylene and I get, I know I've said this before, but fuck you. Raylene and I get banana splits at Culver's frequently, and I have never had a single bite of the custard. Like, she just keeps pulling it towards her and then shoving the banana off my side of the tray. She's like, eat the vegetables, fucker. And then she just keeps eating all day.
That's not a vegetable.
What? Is it? Well, the seeds on the inside. That makes it a legume, I think.
I didn't know. What? Legume was in he was in Lord of the Rings,
topic,
right?
But we're off topic. Glenn, we still don't like you.
What?
Where were we?
No. No. Seriously. No. No.
What? We like Glenn. We can make fun of Glenn because we like him. That's why we can say these mean things about him. That's true.
So I can't make fun of him?
Wait. I'm so confused now.
Do you have to like Glenn to be mean to him?
It's natural.
He does listen to the podcast.
I know. What do you like, Glenn? That's
not anymore.
What?
Now he is plotting your shovel grave.
No, he'll be like, you guys talked about me the entire time. It's amazing. It's like when you guys say terrible things about Travis. He loves it.
No, Travis doesn't like.
I helped Glenn move twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know Glenn moved.
Well, I helped him move when he got divorced, and then I helped him. I didn't full move, but he had to move some stuff around his house when he broke his leg because life hates him. Like, we don't actually hate Glenn, but the universe does.
Yeah, it does.
That is true.
Well, maybe if we hate him, the world will hate him less, so we can balance it out for him. That's really the true help.
That's true, because the universe hates me, too. So if it thinks that I hate Glenn, it'll stop beating him up because it doesn't want to help me against my enemies.
There you go.
Now, Glenn's an enemy?
Well, no, if I pretend he's my enemy, the universe will be nice to him because the universe helps out my enemies because it hates me.
Oh. Oh, this is a failed cast.
It's fine. So who's the boss? July 11th.
Who's the boss? July 11th.
50-point version, right?
This is the 50-point version. We are running it as a charity. Not really a charity version. We're running it
as a fundraiser.
As a fundraiser. Mainly so we can get more equipment. I mean, it's also possibly to recoup Andy a little bit.
Well,
I've paid a lot.
One of our mixers died.
No, it didn't die. It was fine. Actually, that mixer was fine. It turns out it was that fucking cord that goes over to the audio for the live stream.
So one of our cords died.
Fuck you,
cord. One of our cords never worked.
One of our cords never worked.
Unless it was like in the right position.
One of our cords sometimes worked if you were careful.
The problem is that I'm so close to the
don't
this
touch
thing.
It.
I just want to like push buttons.
No.
Does Katie know about her plate yet?
No, she does not know about her plate yet.
Okay.
It's
what?
Free.
What?
We don't bring up her.
Huh?
What?
What?
What about Katie's plate?
Nothing.
About it.
So who's the boss? July 11th.
No, we told the story on the podcast. Even.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, you were there. You
must have been last episode when I wasn't.
Yeah, you
here.
Were gone.
Yeah,
you're doing. Yeah. No, well,
Jeremy's like, I have these unbreakable plates, and Brian tested it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever we're around Katie, Jordan brings it up a lot. He's like, hey, is that disc over there unbreakable, or something? She's like, what? I'm like, nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
At some point, I'll be in trouble for that.
Who's the boss? Come to it. It's going to be fun. We do have limited spaces, and you had to be a jackass and not send me a private message. You could have sent me a private message that says that this was bad. You know, this doesn't make sense.
It was just back-to-back sentences. Second to last sentence, we have unlimited space. And the very next sentence, space is limited. And then the post was over.
Yeah, because I cut and pasted it from a different post. And so far, the only people to even sign up on it are you and Brian.
Yeah, let's not say I'm signed up. I haven't committed to anything yet.
Yeah, we didn't sign up. We just made fun of you.
Yeah, we're not. Let's not be crazy here. Glenn might be there. I can't wait to see Glenn on Wednesday. That's the best. He's like, guys. And I'll be like, it was fun, Glenn. You should come on. He should be here today. Why did we invite
Glenn?
He's
been
today?
On the podcast
I know.
Before.
That's what I'm saying. He should have been here today.
Well, I didn't invite anybody.
Well, you don't. See, we're...
I figured we could possibly do this as a three team, and I'm learning very quickly that it is not possible. We should have not ventured down this
path.
We're
doing fine. The issue is that there's nothing to talk about.
We should find out where we turned originally to this page. And try to go back.
Yes. You always leave one finger in that page.
Yep.
But it's like, if you want to talk to the guard, go to there. You're like, I'm leaving a finger here because this guy's going to shoot me in the face.
Yep. Yep, that's what we should have did.
Good times. Do we have an actual topic? What's our theme for today besides our
if we pause, we can talk about Reckoning when it comes out.
Yeah, because we won't be on the air next week. On the air, like live from.
We could Madison, possibly Wisconsin. Be do Monday night if I mean, I'll be back in time.
Yeah,
but there's plane
but
issues.
But sometimes Thursdays the web's gonna get just bombarded by spoilers.
There's no conversions chapter that was confirmed a couple days ago.
Yeah, that was on Primecast, wasn't it?
Well, kind of. Yeah, it was confirmed in a thread because Primecast hinted at it. And the thing is, like, it's weird because if there's no convergence chapter, like, I wasn't expecting Eminent Configurator Orion. Like, you know, that was like, oh, it'd be neat if he comes out, but I wasn't expecting it. It would just be gravy if it happened. But I was expecting the Conflux. You know, because that they showed the new Colossal. Like, it exists.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We've seen it. It is a thing. So I was expecting that. But if there's no Convergence chapter, we just might not even get our Colossal in this book.
It might be a side thing.
Or there could just be, here's all everybody's chapters, and then this chapter is all the new Colossals. And so it's there. I don't know. But they said there's no Convergence chapter.
Hmm.
So if the Colossal's in this book, where? If it's not, when is it going to come out?
Yeah. Are the Colossals actually confirmed for this book?
Maybe not.
That could be it, too. They could be coming out next book.
That's possible. Yeah, I don't know. But so that's the only thing I'm curious about is that Conflux? Yes, no. And if no, other Colossals?
Yeah, I mean, that would make sense. If there is no Convergence chapter, then... Well, yeah, it could just be everyone gets a Colossal. That's the Oprah page.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're going to be there. Are you running events or you're just hanging out there? What are you doing?
I am going to try to participate in Masters, which is probably going to be staved off by me trying to get into the store because I think I have a list.
You have a list. Very important things to get.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to PayPal and any money. He's like, yeah. I got in. Send me money.
Yeah.
Well, you need to get the new Cephalix caster for yourself.
Yep. If he's out, yeah, I definitely want to pick him up. I want to pick up Haley. I want to pick up Haley 3, but I would also like to get the
special edition one. I might order the collector's box online and give it away. If I get it, unfortunately... Typically, the day the store opens and the other spoilers hit the web, I just sit at my desk giggling, not doing anything. Unfortunately, this week my job is brutalizing me, so I might not actually have the time to do it. But I'm going to try to order the collector's edition on the web and then possibly give it away in a six-pack event.
As I sit in line waiting for the collector edition box, I'm probably going to actually try to order it online as well.
The website, when the store opens, because basically the store's there, it gets refreshed. If you're there in the first minute, if you can click fast enough, you're fine. But if you're not in the first minute, you got an hour wait. It's like that, you know, it's that small window.
I wonder if it's going to be limited to 1,000 this time around. I don't know. I saw that somebody had posted it up on the Privateer site. If it's limited to 1,000 or if it's going to be...
Probably some kind of limit.
Does the internet still hate Denny 3 or have they gotten their head out of their ass?
No, I've never heard anyone like that. Everyone I see is very excited for it.
Okay, good.
Did you lock the door?
No.
Okay. Because I just heard the doorbell.
Yeah, people are dumb.
Yep.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Me.
People.
Cool story, bro.
Yay!
So what else? What's the topic? Bring up a topic. Somebody. Topic.
Mad Max. San Andreas. You guys were going to talk about San Andreas.
Yeah, we could talk about San Andreas a little bit.
We saw it. Earth shook.
Yep, the Earth shook. Earth opened up. The Rock saved the world.
Good job, The Rock.
The Rock, actually didn't save the world at all.
The San Andreas, as a fault open, he grabbed one arm on the one side and the other hand, and as he pulled it together.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, the music played.
Oh, the Rock also jumped into the air and spun the ran around the Earth until time went backwards, and then he just fixed everything.
I asked you this question the other day, and you never answered it,
because
I told you could think about it.
Okay.
Well, you have to pick one where your loyalties lie. We're talking Civil War here, okay?
You can only
back one.
Meat or cheese?
Oh, that's a tough fucking question. Jesus Christ, my brain just broke. No, Rock or Vin Diesel?
Ooh. Oh yeah, you asked me this. I thought you were talking about like if they were like all of a sudden
like
merged
one,
together
like
and become has, like too bad.
Like no. One has to cease to exist, or does one have?
I choose Rock
to cease to exist.
No. He would be the victor.
They don't have to necessarily have to cease to exist, but I mean it's the you know, if they're a religion, who's the one true God? Like, who do you stick with? Who's your God?
Like, it's Fast Five, but money's on the line. Like, whoever wins that fight actually matters. You're
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, it's yes.
That's a question.
I pick The Rock. I still pick The Rock because he's better.
But what about Mr. Silver Eyes?
Yeah. He has Fuck Riddick.
Fuck Riddick? You're going to
Fuck Riddick?
Iron Giant?
Yeah.
Groot?
Yeah, whatever. Anybody else could have said, I am Groot.
I mean, what is the people's champion?
He did it in 16 different languages. That's devotion.
I can't think of the guy's name.
He did it in 16 languages.
Every single language track, he did Groot.
Oh, nice.
Chinese, Japanese, Ugandan, Hungarian, Brazil, everything. Yeah. He learned I am in every language they translated that movie into. So, you know, all the other ones like Star-Lord will be different actors in all 16 language tracks. Yeah. It's always Vin Diesel.
Interesting little detail.
I mean, to be fair, like, it's only five words he had to learn, right?
Vin Diesel's more of a, like, a nerd, though, and a geek. It's kind of, he's also, like, because he is a geek nerd kind of person.
I saw a video on YouTube of all of them, and it's just hilarious hearing Vin Diesel, like, Je suis Groot. It's like, ah, good job, Vin Diesel.
Yeah, that's a hard one. I mean, I couldn't grow up, but I mean, when I was watching wrestling, it was like, he was The Rock. I watched him grow from, you know...
Yeah, I think that's probably the reason why I choose The Rock, because I just seeing how entertaining he was in wrestling. It's just,
but he made Mick Foley's children and wife cry. Didn't you see that scene in Behind the Mat?
Hey, that was a good fight.
Beyond the
mat. Yeah,
that's a classic.
It is a good fight. Any Mick Foley fight is a good fight.
Most Mick Foley fights.
Most, yes.
But yeah,
because the man will take a chair to the face.
Yes, he will. That's a professional right there.
Nothing about that man. Like, you look at him, and then you look at every other WWE wrestler, and it's like, you should not be in this career. You don't have nearly as many biceps and six packs as the other guys do. And he said, fuck it. It's my childhood dream. I'll make it work.
He did.
What are you doing, Andy?
I'm trying to look up the guy that this is weird. Looking up the old guy that he's in the new Fantastic Four. He was also in some kind of he was like a barber or something and something else.
Which character from Fantastic Four?
The father. The father of Sue and Johnny in the trailer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He could have been Groot.
Dr. Storm.
Yes.
Keith David could have been Groot.
That's basically what I was thinking. It's not Keith David, but
racist.
It sounds like Keith David. Yes. Has that kind of gravelly voice, and he could have been Groot.
As a side note, a lot of people I know who play War Machine are playing a lot of Heroes of the Storm. So it's a Heroes of the Storm announcement. I played it this weekend till 2 o'clock, multiple nights, with a large part of the War Machine community. Like some Muse guys, even Plumber was on there, just all sorts of people. Travis has been on there, my friend Chris has been playing a lot lately. It's just like... My friends list has exploded, and people are just like playing nonstop Heroes of the Storm. It's like the most addicting thing right now. It's what everyone's doing.
Now, is it as terrible as League of Legends and Dota?
It's so terrible. We've played so much. That's why.
But do you play those games?
No, I used to play League of Legends a little bit.
Okay.
And I was never great at it. League of Legends. I mean, they're all MOBAs. And if you don't know what that is, I'm not going to bother explaining
right.
it because it's too much. But the difference between this game and like League. Is A, there's no items. So when you play the game, there you don't have to worry about like going back and purchasing things. So you level up and get talents throughout the game. And you level up as a team. So your entire team is level X. So you don't need to worry about one guy dying and getting behind. You go as a group. And the game every map has a lot of interaction with a map, so it's all very dynamic. And it's just it's fun. I actually find it fun. League I found to be, and also in League, let's say I'm level 40, my player level is 40 in Heroes. That means nothing in-game. I don't have any benefit in-game because I'm level 40. If I played League and I was level 40, I'd have all these passive traits. Like my character might move 1% faster here, do 2% better here, or whatever.
Sure.
None of that exists in Heroes. And to be fair, I don't think that exists in Dota either. But it's just fun. It's a more quicker game. And even people who are playing, like, you know, they some of them think that Dota is a stronger game, but Heroes is a more fun game.
Well, what you just described is a reason to actively hate League. So I'm glad that one's off the table. So then I would just have to see
if your PC can handle.
Yeah, it's just a fun, goofy game, and it's so Blizzard. So you just have like all the every character from all the worlds Vikings running
are in them. Because that's what I did last time. I said, I won't play until the Lost Vikings are in it. And then like 2 days later, they dropped the Lost Vikings.
Me and Chris got ass ripped by the Vikings today in one of our games. Just destroyed by them.
Oh, that was 2014. Never mind.
Yeah, that was 2014.
Yeah. Ass ripping is now allowed.
Back now menu, it's back boys. In.
Ass is back in the menu. Sorry. But no, it's a fun game. I mean, like I said, we played it to 2 in the morning. There's a lot of screaming of witness. You kind of need Skype because most of us when we play all use Skype.
And it's we all like talk to each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, did I leave my headset and stuff with you after we recorded that last time?
Probably not.
I can't find it at home. I might have to buy another headset.
You took them. I could double check, but I'm sure I took them
and just lost them. They were shitty anyway. I'll buy good ones.
And there's practice versus the computer. And one thing I loved about League that some people dislike, when you play a game of League, and let's say you see an enemy to your left, you're like, you want to go kill him. And maybe your W button's your punch and your RW's your fire breath, and you press the wrong button, and there's an animation for whatever attack you do. People around you can see what you try to do. So if you like attack someone and you make the wrong attack and you do the wrong animation, the guy next to you will just like start to call you racist names and like, you know, wish your grandpa was dead.
Yeah.
And he'll type it all out. And it's hilarious because they get so mad and so angry. And I love it so much just to watch their rage. And in Heroes, you only can chat with your teammates. So if you're losing or winning, your other team can't. There's no interaction, so they can't like be dicks to you and chat. Like, haha, I killed you, blah blah blah. And there's just a lot less of that in the game. No, there's like a Hero League where it's like, you know, ranking and stuff is more serious. And I think someone I was talking to today, so that's kind of where there's a few dicks in there. But you can just like mute your team too. Like you don't have to listen to the chat. But it's much less of that in Heroes. But I honestly like that. I love when I love playing the game. And some people I play with, and I'm not that good. I'm okay, but our group overall isn't very good. And if it's only 5-man team, so if we're playing like 3 players or 4 players, like the random person who joins us, maybe he's really good, and he's just like, "Why you guys suck?" And it's just, you know, it's fun to watch.
Because we don't care. That's why.
I know, but it's fun to like watch him just get mad. And, you know, because everyone's playing, we're all having fun, we're chatting over Skype, and we're playing, and we're trying to kill it. And sometimes the other team is just better than you. I mean, there are people who are, they're 5-man teams who've played this game 12 hours a day for the last 6 months, and they're just like this strike force, and they've maximized everything. You just get fucking rolled, and it's actually sometimes even amusing to watch how bad you can lose in that game. So, you have to be willing to get your ass kicked in that game once in a while. But it's what everyone's doing right now. If you want to be one of those what everyone's doing kind of people, it's Heroes of the Storm. That'll change like in 2 weeks, but you know, for now.
So you're not doing Swarm Lords anymore?
I'm doing Hearthstone?
No, Swarm.
Oh, I still have that. That's like a browser game. I log in twice a day.
Twice a day? You were like staring at it constantly before.
Yeah, but now it's my swarms are so advanced that it's like it takes me half a day before anything even changes.
So I had a revelation the other day when we were talking with Bryce, who had come down, he visited us.
Oh yeah, we didn't mention our awesome visitor, yeah.
Byron.
Yeah, Byron.
Byron.
I said Bryce.
You said Bryce.
I did.
I think he played everyone. Did he play you too?
He did not.
He played everyone but Nathan on the podcast.
Yep.
Nathan was too good for him.
I didn't play Katie either. But well, Katie doesn't play.
She said hi to him. She was down there.
Yep. Yeah, and he also I don't know if he brought anything else, but he brought us a copy of the Bugman's game. Which is a Games Workshop game. It's only available at the Warhammer World. That's the only place you could ever buy it. And it's kind of like a barroom brawl type.
Yeah, it's like dwarf game. Red Dragon Inn, which we all loved.
But a miniature game. It's like an actual board. It's not like a card game.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, it's an actual board game, not a card game. There may be cards involved, I don't know, but it's actually miniatures moving around a barroom.
Yeah.
So it might not be.
Well, you know what? No matter what it is, it's better than Red Roofin. I'm just going to say...
Red Roofin?
Red Roof.
Do those still exist?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I'm sure that game's still better than those two.
Although, to be fair, like I described the Red Dragon Inn debacle to somebody one time, and they pointed out that there was a massive key rule that was wrong when we played it that ruined the game. So that's fair.
I don't remember that game at all.
Yeah, that's because you blocked it from your memory as a defense mechanism.
Well, also, we hadn't eaten all day, and they brought us pizza towards the middle of it, so people might have blocked it out because they were starving to sell food.
Yeah. Pizza was so good.
But my revelation was that I ended up checking out thisiswhyyourefat.com.
Yeah.
And this is a site that I haven't been to in a long time. I've always enjoyed looking at all the things on there, and then I realized that I've eaten some of the things on it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And one of the things is actually the Denny's
The mozzarella cheese stick grilled cheese sandwich?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is on there. I felt like I needed to maybe reevaluate part of my life, and then I realized, nah.
You know, I'm not a big fan of that sandwich.
Grilled cheese and mozzarella sticks?
Yeah, it didn't do it for me. I love everything about that, and I like Denny's food. I'm not trying to say I'm like above Denny's or anything, because I'm not. I fucking love Denny's. I could live there. Denny's and we'll have Denny's in the season that our viewers can just hate us. But
I still can't decide between meat and cheese.
That was a rough. I'm like, you know what? I had to go with meat because I mean I would be sad and the world would be less. I mean, the world would be less without cheese. But I need meat.
Yeah. I guess it's just like, man, like I love just eating cheese and crackers.
Yep.
And like a big, when I go to Samba's, I fill up a plate with Kalamata olives and cheese.
Yeah.
Like before the meat starts, I'm just like, please give me all of your olives and cheese.
But just meat, read what that title is.
Meat is so good. What are we looking at? Why we're fat. Oh, KFC's deep fried soup. Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
You know what? I would go in KFC and try that, but you're like, I don't want to go to KFC today.
Now I want to go get so many bad foods.
Yeah.
I want to go get an Awesome Blossom. Oh, they don't have those anymore. What is it called at the other place? No, it isn't.
Bloomin' Onion.
It was the Awesome Blossom when Chili's had it. Bloomin' Onions are so good.
I had cheese-filled hot dogs with meat. I had hot dogs I made, filled them with cheese, wrapped them in bacon, and cooked them. That was good. But the cheese is an important part. I mean, but I need to know that meat around it to make it.
You need a Twinkie Wiener sandwich.
I don't know what that is.
What?
Twinkie? I don't know. I mean, I know what Twinkie is.
I'm sorry. I forgot that you're not a big Weird Al fan. So you probably have never seen UHF.
Well, I forgot. Little things.
How dare you forget anything from UHF.
I played so much Heroes in the last... You understand, I've probably played, since Friday to today, I've probably played 18 to 20 hours of Heroes in the last 2.5 days. At least.
Before he and his buddy get fired from their jobs. Yeah. Or maybe it's... He makes him a sandwich, and it's a Twinkie Wiener sandwich. He just takes a Twinkie, cuts it open, puts a wiener in there, and then puts easy cheese on top.
Yeah, I knew the
Twinkie Wiener sandwich.
I just forgot. I can tell you a lot of stats about Heroes right now, but I can't. A lot of things I forgot about.
Yeah, well, Heroes.
So you had to make room for Heroes.
If you have to, I'm not going to play Heroes now. If there's risk that I have to forget things from UHF to remember things in Heroes, I'm not risking
that. You could have made about 1,000 references to that movie, but that was just the one I didn't remember.
That's not a. Like, it's the Twinkie Wiener sandwich. Like, yeah. It's not like. You know, it's, I said never call chicks broads. Never call chicks broads.
So there's one other thing on here. It's called the Super Gusher, which I'll just describe as a box of gushers wrapped in fruit roll-ups, wrapped in fruit by the foot.
Super Gusher was my nickname in college.
It wasn't because of the food?
No.
Zappity? Do we have Zappity Crumbles?
We did. Somebody put it out there.
I did.
We could mercifully. We've only been recording for like half an hour.
Let's Zappity Crumble.
We have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, let's Zappity Crumble and end this because.
Mad Max was
it's
a thing.
Either that or we just start making fun of Glenn again and it makes Andy uncomfortable. But Glenn loves it. I'm telling you right now. By the way.
He's at home crying.
One last note.
Not because of this, just in general. He sits at home and cries.
I wanted to say a positive thing. Travis is pretty good. I wasn't say very good, but that was wrong. He's pretty good at Heroes of the Storm. He's a pretty solid player. It was nice. I just didn't know if he would, you know, be good at that.
There you go, Travis.
He was good. He was playing some Melee Assassins, and he was doing a good job at it.
And holy shit, Privateer Press job openings.
Yeah.
Because the convention organizer opened, and then quartermaster position.
Yep.
That's someone posted on Facebook. They left the company over the weekend. I don't know.
The editor for No Quarter, right? Not Aaron. It's something with an A.
Yeah, he moved on.
Oh, no. Aaron is doing Skull Island stuff.
Yeah. Well, as an independent contractor. He no longer works for Privateer Press. He's just now... He's an author.
Aaron Riddell's gone then? Or
maybe. Point is, somebody who worked with them is now... Somebody who worked for them is now just an independent author who, as part of their job as an independent author, is being paid by Privateer Press to also write novels.
Hmm.
But, you know, they could also be paid by GW or me to write novels. It's not like they work for Privateer Press.
Probably kind of similar to the... thing that DC has.
Yeah, maybe. Part-time. Yeah, I don't know.
Because, I mean, he has his own.
It would almost be because he's at least kind of part-time. It should be like if I designed a Gobber game and they paid me for the rights to it.
Sure.
Like, I have no affiliation for him. I'm just a merc.
Yeah, I mean, so, but basically, if you wanted RPP, they're hiring a lot of people right now.
Yes.
It looks like so.
Yes.
Now I'm trying to decide if that's something I want to do or if I can.
I don't think either of those jobs would be something you'd want to do.
That's out there.
But anyway, let's go through Zappity Grumbles.
Zappity Grumbles.
Yeah. All right. I looked at the time. Joseph asks, like speculation. Yeah.
What about that?
Yeah, see? I can tell time.
Speculation on new Cephalex caster. I have no idea. Do they even have any kind of spoilers or anything?
Different from the current one. They said he was supposed to be played.
I wonder if they'll give something to Grant Pathfinder. I bet you that'll probably be something for him.
Well, and they might just have, because some kind of just more direct buffs. Because Thexus is all about shenanigy control things like TK and his feet and everything like that. He doesn't have any buffs, does he?
Not other than decel. That's about it.
Well, that's a defensive thing. I mean, just like, you know, target unit gets +2 sprint strength and speed or shit like that, you know.
But they already have stuff that does that generally, mostly. But he doesn't,
my point.
Thexus doesn't.
You know, so he's very control. Like, he's... The new guy could be like the Butcher, you know, just a more straightforward slam it into your face kind of guy.
Boom.
I could see somebody having like heroic call or something like that, which gives their army Pathfinder. The biggest issue with Cephalex is Pathfinder, in my opinion.
So it could have Axis's spell is Onslaught, which is friendly faction models beginning their charge in your control range get Pathfinder.
Yeah.
So
It would be kind of cool to see. We'll find out.
Or it might just be friendly models, not friendly faction. But it's irrelevant both in Cephalex and in Convergence. So
It would be much better if it was friendly faction because it would that make would no be...
difference whatsoever.
Why? If it was in a Krixart list, that's... If he was
second caster, I guess. Yeah, never mind. Yeah, yeah.
It would be an issue if all of a sudden Krix was able to... Yeah.
Well, although Krix doesn't hurt for Pathfinder.
That's true.
I mean, most of their...
Ghost walk
on a stick, and then they have Saxon Auric if they need them, and then you got Bane Knights and Satixis and things and stuff.
Yep. And then the second part of the question is asking if Andy's Thexus is painted yet, and that is a negative.
But, it is not yet War Machine Weekend 2014.
2015. No, he was supposed to be painted
by War Machine Weekend 2014.
Then I reset Adepticon, I think.
Okay, it is not yet Adepticon 2015.
Yeah,
people are fine. Hold 2016. On, hold your horses.
Adepticon 2016, he'll be done.
Whew. We're moving it to that Adepticon.
Yep.
Update done. Calendars. Announcement. All right.
This is happening. Rumble.
Rumble.
If you were to start Rhett and got one of each of the heavy jack kits, what two jacks would you build?
Banshee.
Banshee and a Phoenix.
Banshee and Phoenix, absolutely.
Yep. Is pretty much the best Rhett jacks out there.
Yeah.
I don't play the faction, but if I were buying them, that's first I put together. I'd probably get a third one and make it a Banshee. Two Banshees and a Phoenix. That's how I'd roll.
Yeah, or two Phoenixes and a Banshee.
Yeah. You know what? I'll buy four, two each.
Point is Banshees and Phoenixes. Anytime somebody has a heavy jack that isn't one of those two or one of their characters, I'm confused and then happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't make I can't even think of his Hypnos. Don't make Hypnos. He's
poor
not,
Hypnos.
I mean, he looks cool. He's got the cool metal bits and that, but he's not. No, he's sad. God,
Banshees are so good.
Banshees are the actually most of the Vire jacks are really good.
Yeah.
There's I think Sphinx. It's not really that great, but...
The Manticore is the one that's like a Nomad with a gun, right? Because it has one, a reach 17 and then a non-reach 14. And
The Manticore, that's a different... It's a Manticore is one of the original...
That might be the Sphinx, then. There's something that's basically a Nomad with a gun.
That's got a Hellmouth gun.
Maybe. I don't know. Point is Banshee and Phoenix.
Yes.
Rapidly.
What scheme would you choose for your Rhett?
Any that isn't the studio scheme.
If you can paint white and you want to make it look nice, then... I mean, if you can paint white and make it look nice, That's a decent scheme. It's whatever you like is going to be it.
I mean that's fine. Do what you want is always a valid and correct answer. The studio scheme for Rhett is a terrible, terrible color scheme. It's boring and ugly and boring and dumb and boring. Every other color scheme is better.
It's also very difficult for new painters.
It's a pain in the ass for something that ends up looking boring and dumb and boring. Like, you just want to put an apple decal on their chest, and that's all they are. It's just, like, the solid white. It's just everything else. You know, black, red, the pink that Josh did. Fucking anything. Make them plaid. I don't care. But the studio scheme is the worst.
Yep. Zabity.
Grumble.
How much is physical fitness linked to mental fitness in War Machine?
It's a factor, for sure. If you want to go to a tournament and you're going to a con and you have to go 6 rounds, it sure the fuck is better if you're, honestly, if you're eating healthier and you're in a zone and you're drinking water versus, you know, stuff. I mean, I drink tons of soda and very unhealthy, but I mean, when I am on a healthier kick, I definitely survive tournaments better when I'm eating, you know, and drinking water or, you know, those things, and sporadically limit my caffeine intake.
In general, there is a proven link between physical fitness and mental fitness.
Yep.
Just because, I mean, fatigue and stuff like that. When you're a fatty, you're more likely to just be like,
it affects
I'm
your
tired.
Body differently.
And and your brain is part of your body.
And nerd.
Yeah.
Nope. No, it's very true.
That's the fatty fatigue there.
Heck, even on a week when I eat a lot, even if I find bananas give me a bunch of like the potassium or whatever.
Yeah. Bananas are great.
Yeah, before events, I eat bananas, get my brain going for the day a bit better.
Oh. Yeah.
Little snacks, some nuts, some bananas.
You told me before an event I should put bananas in me. I misunderstood.
Sorry. That explains the
I was awake. I did not get fatigue.
That explains the awkward gait.
Yeah. Yes. Like, why is Nathan walking like that right now?
I was doing my Western Jeremy impression. with the walk.
Howdy, folks. Zappity.
Matt asks, this shall be my first lock and load. What should I be prepared for? Well, considering I'm the only person that's been to lock and load on here, Jeremy could possibly answer.
So I'll answer for you. Be prepared to meet a lot of staff and have them be really friendly to you.
Yeah, if you're a PG, I don't know if you are, Matt, but if you're a PG, make sure you're there on Thursday night. Thursday night, they have a really cool invitation.
It's at night, it's not during the day.
Well, Thursday.
I wasn't sure, because whatever time it starts, 1 minute after, spoilers at the web. So it's really important for the rest of us to know when to start watching the web.
Yeah, it's Thursday during the day is when the big PG volunteer.
Hubbaloo,
yeah.
I'll know what happens. I'll start getting texts from everyone.
Hullabaloo.
Check the web now. By the way, if you do get spoilers, you should text me, because I'll be working really hard on Thursday, and you should tell me to stop working hard and check the spoilers.
You said spoilers and really hard.
Oh, yeah.
But otherwise, it's if you've been to War Machine Weekend, it's kind of that same feel to it. It's
same location as last year.
Same location.
Any tips for that location to deal with? Close to things, far from things.
No. It was actually a really, really nice location. It's close to a tap house, so that's good.
It's not as drunken as like War Machine Weekend is, right?
No,
it's more sober and playing War Machine.
Yeah. It's professionals being professional.
It's bullshit.
Yeah,
I don't think they don't want drinks in the thing too. I think they frown upon that. I'm pretty sure it's like a non-drinking room. I thought.
I don't remember.
I thought I heard someone talking about that. Like, they don't want that environment going on in their place because they have underage. I'm pretty sure they're more.
I think they don't want that type. Yes.
Yeah.
There's some cosplay too.
I mean, they love their drinking. They just don't want you to do it in their halls. I mean, they'll be plenty of off the.
They don't want Tulsi drinking. Incidents.
Yeah.
They don't want.
Yeah.
Tony. Is it Team Age and Jeremy incidents? They don't want those either.
They don't want to deal with Jeremy causing trouble.
They don't want Jeremy.
They just don't want Jeremy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and Zappity.
All right.
Danger zone.
Last question here, which is, this will probably send us into a rage. Not a rage, but a nice topic. Is Borderlands 2 Assault on Dragon Keep the best DLC ever?
Pretty much. Yeah.
It's probably one of my favorite Borderlands DLCs.
There's very few DLCs to a game that have enhanced a game that awesomely.
Yeah, it is super, super good. Although, Man.
Your magic missiles, when you leave that area, don't make the magic missile noise or sound.
Which is bullshit.
Which is the biggest fault in that
expansion. The Duke of Orcs, they level up too quickly, I think. They're kind of bullshit as enemies.
Oh, my God. They're so...
Yeah. You see them, and then 30 seconds later, they're at max level, and then they just become bullet sponges, and they aren't fun. So I think the Duke Orcs are... I'm nitpicking here just to see... The only other one... I love the pirate DLC in that game a lot.
It's good.
That's the first one, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's the first one. That's the first one, the pirate one.
I'm just trying to think of a DLC of any game that's... I mean...
That made the game just so much fun. Yeah.
Borderlands Episode 3 of the Telltale game hits the PS4 within the next week.
Fine, I'll go home and get the season pass.
Well, we're talking about Borderlands.
I'll go home and get the season pass.
If you love Borderlands and you're not playing that Telltale game, you are doing yourself a disservice.
This might not count as a DLC... But the greatest DLC was Krieg.
The video with Krieg.
The trailer for Krieg, too. Yeah.
I watch it occasionally just to cheer myself up.
It's great. But I have never had more fun playing. I want to play as Krieg in every game ever. It is so fun.
If we're talking about trailers, just making things, I think I love Krieg's trailer. I think this is great. I think my intro trailer is the Pyro.
Meet
Team
the Pyro
Fortress.
Is really good.
It's probably one of my favorites.
It lives up to the... Because for years we'd been wondering, because they had all the other Meet Thes, and everybody's like, well, how are they going to do the Pyro? How are they going to do the Pyro? How are they going to do the Pyro? And then it came out, and I'm like, oh, so that's how they're going to do
that's
the Pyro.
That's definitely a top five video game trailer of all time, easily. Easily, yeah. Without even thinking about it. I know it's asking, that's making the top five of the list. Yeah. By the way, Blizzard, fuck them, are making their own Overwatch, their own version of Team Fortress Classic, or Team Fortress, basically. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, the intro video for Overwatch is stupid.
It's ridiculous.
Stupidly beautiful.
I'm going to be playing that game a million hours a fucking day. That's just guaranteed.
I heard somebody describing Team Fortress 2 as a hat simulator. It's not even a comment. It's just it's an incredibly expensive hat simulator.
Yeah, I stopped playing before that started happening. But
yeah, but that's because that spun off because somebody posted the Penny Arcade thing where Tycho and Gabe are talking. They're like, the best thing about Team Fortress is that it's free. Yeah, I love that it's free. It's so great that it's free. How much have you spent on it? I've spent $15,000 on it.
Oh, we have two more Zappity Grumbles.
Yes.
Coming in live.
God, I don't know. Like, the Assault and Dragon Keep is probably better, but I love the many living residents of the town of Oasis.
Yes.
I just love walking around Oasis talking to its many living residents.
Well,
because they're all great.
Each of those DLCs have great moments. I just think overall.
I still occasionally, if somebody says, how are you doing? I still say, not dead of thirst, and laugh.
I realize Torg's campaign.
Torg's campaign 2
is fucking amazing.
75% of the DLCs for Borderlands 2 were fucking amazing.
Yeah,
Hammerlock is the worst of the four. It's still okay.
Yeah, Hammerlock is fine.
Hammerlock is a perfectly good DLC. It's just the other three are so amazing. Yeah, Torg's amazing. The Pirates one is amazing. Dragon's Keep is amazing. Borderlands 2 is a fucking masterpiece, start to finish.
Yep.
That's the thing. Pre-sequel is a perfectly good game. It's just Borderlands 2 was so amazing that compared to it, the pre-sequel felt like shit.
We talked about this on Wednesday. I think it would be amazing if once they release the Handsome Collection,
yeah,
if they made it where you could play as any of the characters in any of the two games.
Yeah.
Like you could play as Krieg running around on the moon. I think
if
that
I
would
could
be
butt
fun.
Stomp as Krieg. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, there's so good stuff there.
Yep.
All right, Zappity.
Grumble.
Crippled system. He's asking Crippled System, I'm about to start working from home after 4 years in an office. Tips to stay focused.
You want to work without pants. When I work from home, I don't wear pants. It helps.
How is that different than working from the office? Who wears pants at the office?
HR made me.
Yeah.
Working at home actually can be a pain in the ass because, you want to do work. And when I work at home, I always feel like, man, I bet they watch my numbers at home. I always think that the IS team is like just monitoring me more when I'm at home. Like, is he really working from home? So I'm always like doing more. I'm sending more emails. I'm feeling more paranoid. I'm making sure I'm doing work more. At work, I have two monitors that are pretty awesome. At home, when I log in, the two monitor things don't work if you have two monitors. So I'm stuck to one monitor. I hate that. So if your office is a two monitor situation, make sure your home can do two monitors. Otherwise, it's just a pain in the ass to do your same amount of work.
It definitely sucks. I've worked from home many a times, and having everything scrunched in one spot.
Yeah, just close down when you're doing this. Make sure you don't have you have to work. Make sure you don't have distractions in your room with you. You have to be in work mode. And if you don't, if you're like, man, I could slack off today, you're going to get fired.
Yeah.
If you do too much. And then you'll be like, oh, I got fired from my job. I'm sad now. Aw.
Yep. Make sure you have work to do.
I'm still confused by wearing pants.
Well.
I didn't. People were playing War Machine on a peg yesterday. I'm like, I don't want to leave that. I'm not going because I'm not putting on pants. So I didn't play War Machine.
I'm sorry, I got distracted because I was looking through. I knew that somebody had posted, there were a couple questions that were posted directly to our wall in the past that we never answered, I was going to grab those. And scrolling, I found Byron mentioning that he was going to be coming into town and asking if I still needed the Dalek part brought over from the UK. Yes, that would be great, thank you. I wish I'd seen that post a month ago because I could have spent the $1 on shipping to get him this bit that he could have fit in his pocket and brought to me. That would have been great, Byron.
As a side note, if you want to get a hold of us, pulsing to our page isn't too well. My phone doesn't really if I look at the scribble system from my computer, I can kind of see the pages.
It's awkward to get there on the
phone. And I check the website from my computer once in a month. From my phone, I'm checking it every 14 seconds because I can't stop.
I was going to say messaging us is easier, but on the other hand, what happens with messaging is one of us looks at it and goes, ugh, I'm too lazy to answer that. Somebody else will.
Yeah.
And then it stops being marked as unread.
Yeah. And if you send an email, it's lost forever. Basically, just send us a letter in the mail. smoke signals. That'll be the best way to get a hold of us.
Send messages by Crow.
Actually, you should get a hold of me in Heroes of the Storm. That's the best way to get a hold of me right now is Heroes of the Storm.
Log into BattleNet.
Yeah, log into BattleNet and send me a message. If I'm in a game, I won't see the message, but friend request me. Talk to me on Skype. That's how you track me down right now. Because I'm on Skype if I'm at home playing Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah. If you Facebook message me personally.
Yeah. I'll pay attention to those too. Since Jeremy's not really on the podcast as much anymore, he's no longer really PR manager. I don't want to be PR manager. Nathan, you be PR manager.
Okay.
Oh, that's not going to work.
No, that sounds good. I'll embrace this. We will be the next. Who's that gay Asian?
John?
No. George Takei. We'll be the next George Takei.
Are you going to spam everything?
Yeah. Millions of followers just because I post a random cute puppy.
Oh.
I don't get that. George Takei posts a cute puppy on his wall and millions of people like and comment on it. Like, who the fuck cares?
Hey, if you had the kind of power, it'd be great.
Good for him. He, good job, but why him? Why suddenly did the world decide that they desperately needed to like and comment on every cute puppy that George Takei posted on his Facebook
wall? He is kind of the spokesman for that. I don't know why. Yeah. But he just is.
Why? Why him?
He won a special lottery.
Or more accurately, why whatever intern posts and pretends to be him?
Yeah.
You believe Takei is actually?
I don't think I don't think he posts as much anymore, but I think he posted a lot.
Maybe
of
when
them
it
for
first started,
there.
He's like he just posted his page, and someone's he's like, "Why is everyone?"
Usually he posts something that's usually something that's interesting. You know, like, oh, that's interesting.
But if it's not,
and then
it's
I share
still,
it. He's not as much anymore. Now he's just posting links to people's to clickbait.
Yeah, really that's what I'm saying. He's BuzzFeed now.
Yeah, that's basically what he's been doing now.
Yeah, which I don't need that. I have Clickhole, and Clickhole is still the best.
So horrible.
The most recent Clickhole article that I really loved was 20 household objects that can kill you if you're a fucking moron. And the whole is a mop. Mops are in everybody's household, and we take them for granted. We think they're safe, but if you are just completely batshit retarded, you might find a way to kill yourself with it.
I should like Clickhole, but I hate it so much.
Because it's such an accurate version of those terrible, terrible articles.
I just think it's...
It's too close to true.
I don't know. It's something I just...
Do you go to literallyunbelievable.org?
No.
It is a collection of people's Facebook posts from when those people think the onion is real.
Ah, nice. To be fair, I do less on the internet now. I basically rely on people to post things that are interesting on their Facebook. There's so much out there right now that I just don't have to search for, so I let other people gather the information and pointed out to me. Otherwise, I make no effort. I don't check out memes anymore. Unless someone posts something to me to look at, I don't, those are my filter. It's my friends are my filter. Yeah. But yeah, I literally don't.
My favorite GIFs are the May May GIFs. The May May of Doge. You don't like the May May GIFs of Doge?
No.
Zappity?
Zappity.
Zappity?
Mike the Lurker asks, how can one... damn it, I just had it.
How can one?
How can one?
How question can she mark. Slap?
No, he was asking how can one donate to our podcast fund?
Mail and money to the... Just send money to
Madison.
We
don't have anything set up at this time.
If you buy something on the Zappos website, we will get 1/100th of a percent of it. So buy several $1,000s worth of t-shirts and we'll get $1 of it.
Yeah.
Come to Who's the Boss.
Come to Who's the Boss. Muse on Minis. We have some new token sets going up for Crippled System. Also, we have the Zones, the cool looking.
They may be going up, yeah.
Those will be going up on Muse on Minis, and we're getting a percentage of that. On our website, we'll after Lock and Load, because I'm not going to be able to do anything before Lock and Load, I'll be setting up like a donate. We might be able to set up something or whatever Patreon as well. Patreon. Some petrol.
Andy, send us petrol. They canceled Tron 3. It's called Guzzoline, Andy.
I am sad they canceled Tron 3 because I really wanted to see what's her name more.
Yeah. She is very attractive.
Olivia
Newton-John?
Wild.
Oh.
Olivia Newton-John, too. I miss Olivia Newton-John.
Yep.
I don't.
I got Grease music stuck in my head. Just
you got thrills, and they're multiplying.
So in Madison, speaking
are you
of...
losing control?
You what? Made me... Your little singing there reminded me. There's Dirty Dancing, the musical is playing in Madison. The three of us could go see it.
Go watch it. Man, I wonder if they put Baby in the Corner.
Oh, my God. So have you guys seen the fucking horrible Point Break trailer yet?
No, somebody tagged me on Facebook. They tagged me and Nigel. Nigel talked about how terrible it looked. I didn't watch it.
It didn't look good. And it's not that I have a problem with the movie being remade, because I really don't. I mean, everything's being remade. You have to get over the concept. But the actors they got for it just look weird.
They look weird. The guy that could have playing Bodhi just looks...
I mean, I get Keanu as like this like surfer, whoa, dude. But this guy just looks kind of like he's got a tomato in his ass. I don't really know. And it's hard to explain that until you see his face. You're like, I think there's tomato in his ass. Is really what you're going to say. You're like, oh, that makes
that's
sense.
A specific thing to look
that's,
like.
That's not it's, what I think of at all.
It is. I just think...
Is that what goes in your head? Is
like that guy's got a tomato up there.
My favorite thing about Point Break... Well, no, let's alternate this. If I watch the... how long is this trailer? Maybe like 2 minutes?
2 minutes.
If I watch this trailer, that will be 2 minutes more total of Point Break that I've seen over the original Point Break.
Oh, you've never seen Point Break?
As in, I've never seen a nanosecond of Point
Break. We should watch Point Break.
A single nanosecond.
I don't know if you haven't seen...
I have seen pictures of people in president masks jumping out of planes and then shooting in the air, and I'm like, that all looks stupid. And so I never watched Point Break.
We should watch Point Break.
It's such a classic
and then make you
from
watch the
stupidity.
It's good. How did you not follow all the sage advice that was given to you by the good folks at Hot Fuzz?
Yeah.
Hot Fuzz is my least favorite of the Cornetto trilogy.
I think
I'm not saying it's a bad film. I enjoy Hot Fuzz. It's hilarious. It's a solid B+. But it's my least favorite of the Cornetto trilogy.
Really?
Shaun of the Dead and
Hot Fuzz and World's End.
I think I like Hot Fuzz more than World's End.
I do too.
They're close. Obviously they're both. Everybody said Shaun of the Dead is the best.
Yeah,
because it's easily
the best. Yes.
I think it's that I like buddy cop films of zombie movies, sci-fi alien invasions, and buddy cop films. I like buddy cop films the least of those three.
Do you like buddy cop zombie films?
R.I.P.D. was all right.
No. I will kill you.
R.I.P.D. was my third favorite Men in Black film. And that is an actual statement, and I don't think you can even disagree that R.I.P.D. is the third best Men in Black film.
Yep, because there's
the
Men in Black,
best?
Men in Black,
Black 3. Men in Black 3 is the second best. Yeah,
that's making Black, sure.
Oddly enough, Men in Black 3 is actually a really decent film. I liked how it
unlike Men in Black 2, which is like getting a colonoscopy through your urethra.
There's at least 6 minutes of Men in Black 2 I'm okay with.
I don't think those systems connect.
If you try hard enough, they would, and that's my point.
You grab a tomato.
Yeah, and a banana.
What was it, that senator that was talking about people for women?
Oh, what? Oh, like the body and the... No, what? Are we talking about the legitimate rape thing from a couple years ago? Because that was horrific.
Zappity?
No, remember when that like 60-year-old white man thinks that a woman's body can shut down the reproductive system?
Oh, no.
It's like, oh my God, how are you passing laws about abortion clinics?
No, there was another one too where he was talking about...
Zappity?
never mind. But it's yeah. Our senators and...
Grumble?
Representatives do not know the woman's body.
Fuck you, Glenn.
Well, I mean, to be fair, didn't, like, the House or Congress, like, 80% of the members think that global warming isn't real?
No, they voted They voted against it. They voted against it.
They voted against global warming.
That that's in the book. Like, that's a vote that they did. Like, they can't undo that. Like, in the future, like, when the guys are living, like, in the ground because it's all destroyed, they're going to, like, find, like, oh, yeah, remember back when they voted global warming wasn't a thing. Hilarious.
Yep. Yeah. Stop when talking Florida about it. Doesn't exist.
I was more annoyed that Wisconsin also adopted that thing where anybody from natural resources and that can't even talk about global warming either.
Yeah,
it's like, really?
Or they can't call it climate change or something like that.
Yeah, can't do that. Can't
I
do
love that. It's like they rename fructose corn syrup, whatever it's a bad stuff in everything I eat and I like it. It's killing me, but quite frankly, it makes my food taste better.
Yeah,
but they renamed it to like some natural thing. The name of it's a ridiculously stupid name now.
It's no longer high fructose corn syrup. It's
natural
sugar
or something. Well, it's not even natural.
Our food all had sugar, and then they switched to high fructose corn syrup because it's corn. It's healthier for you than eating sugar, and then now everybody's switching back because sugar's healthier than corn syrup. The point is, it doesn't matter what's in your fucking Mountain Dew or your Twinkies or whatever. When you're shoving that much sugar into your body, it's bad.
Maybe just, yeah.
Like, corn syrup and sugar, it doesn't fucking matter. If you're drinking a gallon of Mountain Dew and eating a Hostess chocolate pie, it doesn't matter. Your body's not like, well, yes, but it's grain sugar, so it's okay.
Hold on now. Hold on now. First of all, you have to find a Hostess chocolate pie, which is very difficult to do.
You go in the gas station. Every time I check and I'm like, apple, 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 fuck, and then I leave.
Lemon, you'll see every once in a while.
They haven't made a fucking vanilla one in like 8 decades.
I don't think those even exist.
They don't. If I found one, I'd still eat it. What is the vanilla ones. They're my favorite.
Oh. But the lemon and chocolate, they do exist, but they're like finding a unicorn and a dragon in that order.
Or Glenn smiling.
Cherry, you can find a decent amount, and cherry is better than apple.
Yeah. Apples everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Apple is fucking everywhere. Yeah.
I don't trust apple in that state. Like, I just...
Apple pie is... I mean, yeah, it's American as apple pie. It's not... It's way down on my rung of pies.
Yeah.
I only have apple pie if it's fresh.
Yeah.
Otherwise, fuck it.
But, I mean, a cherry pie, a peach pie... Almost any other fruit pie I'm going to like better than apple.
Pecan pie.
But again, I mean, that's like saying my least favorite way to have sex with a supermodel. Like, I'm okay with apple pie. I'm still eating a delicious pie.
Strawberry rhubarb.
But it's down there. Yeah, strawberry rhubarb. Like.
Yep. Zappity.
No, now I want pie.
We're done with the pie. We're rambling.
We're going to Perkins?
Okay. After Game of Thrones, it'll be happy hour and we can get half-price pies. Mm.
So, I guess...
I found the one I was looking for here. There's this one more.
All right. All right, yeah, we should do it.
Ryan Shaw, a month ago, asked us, Zappity Crumble for you guys. I am pretty nerdy and my wife isn't at all. Can you recommend a two-player board game that we would both enjoy?
Two-player?
First piece of advice would be to check if there's something she likes that has a game that's based on it.
Yes.
Because even if the game is mediocre... That helps, especially if you're trying to thematic get into games. Gaming, you know,
most thematic games help. There's the occasional, it's still bad no matter what game, but
I have the Legendary Encounters card game, which you've both played. I mean, it's a fun, but it's just a co-op card game. It's no different than playing like Sentinels of the Multiverse or anything like that. But I would have to hold Raylene's children for hostage in a Saw-like puzzle box to get her to play Sentinels of the Multiverse. She loves playing Legendary Encounters because she likes the Alien movies. Mm-hmm. You know, she asked to play it every time. She's like, I mean, play, let's play, let's play. You know, I went to Brian's for weekly board game, and she's like, if you play that, I'll come with. Raylene coming with me to play board games at somebody's house, like, pod person replacement. That's how weird that is.
I'm surprised you just didn't punch her and run.
Yeah, I should have. Like,
I mean, to be fair, that would be a legitimate thing I would have expected you to do. I would have heard that.
Imagine trying to tell the officer.
Look
that
for the mercury blood.
No, you get her to give you a petri dish full of blood, yeah. And then you test it with a fire.
Yeah,
and
see if it reacts. Bursts into a monster or is made out of mercury, because those are the two possibilities.
Yeah.
But again, it's no different than any of 1,000 games I've tried to get her to play, except that she likes the Alien movies.
Yeah.
So that's always a good way to get your foot in the door.
I agree with that. Yeah, some kind of thematic, something that game will definitely help.
And then obviously probably, did he say cooperative game?
He just said game, two-player board game that we would both enjoy.
Because co-op, I mean, also, and potentially, sometimes co-op is just better in general, but that doesn't, I mean, some people don't like co-op, so maybe she wants to beat him up in a game. But
yeah.
You never know.
I will always recommend Hey, That's My Fish. Plays well with two, but that's closer to being almost like a chess or a checkers style thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very, very dry. But you're moving penguins around, so it's very, you know, fun, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. War of the Ring.
Yeah, if she says Lord of the, she's a Lord of the Rings fantasy. I have War of the Ring. Just takes a few hours, and I just throw her right in.
Yeah,
I mean, if she loves it, you can keep her.
Yeah, that is definitely true.
If not, well, you know, nice knowing you.
Yeah, no, I mean, something light and fluffy is probably the thing. I mean, because you can start with the classics, like not Kalos. What's the one that's exactly the opposite? Carcassonne. You know, those are the kind of the classic intro board games, but they're very dry in general. That's what I'm saying. Usually the thematic is a good shoehorn.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's a good idea.
Something they'll actually, they were like, oh, I know something about this already, rather than just some random.
Companies that make good thematic games are, Flying Frog makes good thematic games, Fantasy Flight, and so does Gale Force 9. They make and they're all over the scale.
Yeah.
But I mean, there are some thematic games out there that are off name brands and the games are terrible.
Yeah.
But those companies, I think, make all thematic games in some genre. And that's a pretty huge market of games.
Gale Force 9 is really up their game. And
every board game they've only made. I haven't. They've made a game called Homeland based on the Homeland TV show. And at first, I would just go, well, that's a dumb idea and stupid. But
that's what I said.
But they've only made good games. Like, everything they've done has been good. So when I saw Homeland, I was like, man, I'm even more confused now. Because when I first saw them coming out with Spartacus, I laughed and walked away from it at Gen Con. Then it was like the hit of Gen Con. I love it.
Oh, that was Game Girl First Time? Was the Spartacus game?
That was their very first game. I saw it. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And I just wandered away because it's like, you guys make fucking tokens and widgets. What the fuck are you buying and making a board game for? Get out of my face.
Yeah.
Losers. And then it was like, you know, amazing. And then, yeah, so all the. So yeah, they have a Homeland game, which just confuses me because, like, it can't possibly. Now they're just trolling me.
Yes.
The last season of Homeland has been pretty good, though.
I like it.
I really like the one episode of Homeland I saw.
Yeah. You want to borrow the disc?
I can borrow it and not watch it
really
until you take it back.
I wish really wish the last few episodes of season 2 didn't go off the rails so bad. But see, I like where it's at now again. But it was just a few episodes that kind of went weird.
I agree.
You're like, why is it turning into a slasher flick? It's weird.
When are you ever sad about slasher
fights? No, but it was just awkward. Because it's all about usually the bad guy is more like the whole thing about Homeland is they're fighting these, you know, they're fighting the terrorist groups and it's all this like military techno stuff going on. It's kind of like Fringe where you like it because the science is kind of cool.
Yeah.
So it was kind of cool because they were really dealing with all this cool military stuff. And then it just turned into this like really cheesy nonsense. And like, well, that's, I mean, which is fine in other shows. But when you have set a stage of like doing these cool things, don't take it down to that level.
Their level of stuff that they had in it before that was it was amazing.
How far are you in Fringe, by the way? Did you get distracted with the whole
I got distracted with a bunch of stuff, so I'm still like
in season 3.
I'm still in season 3. All right. Yeah,
you should just stop now. You're enjoying it, right?
Yeah,
I should stop. See, if I disparage 4 enough, maybe like, well, I didn't, you know, it didn't punch me through the monitor in the face, so it's not that bad.
Right, right. Well, so now I'm wondering if you've managed to do that. Like, if I'll enjoy season 4 because you've lowered my expectations, or
I'm
if I should just not watch it.
It's the worst thing on TV in the last 10 years. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to lower the bar too much, but everything else on TV is better than that.
Big Bang Theory?
Yeah. I would watch anything else on TV other than season four of Fringe. I'd watch The Bachelorette.
I keep crossing my fingers that Astrid and Walter will hook up. I ship that. I ship that couple. they work so well together. They're both so cute.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Walter is so amazing.
He's awesome. Mr. Papaya is the friendliest of all fluids.
Sometimes you're like, he gets lost and confused. You're like, man, that's like my grandpa, just confused, a long, lonely guy out in the streets, yeah, wandering.
And then he occasionally accidentally almost destroys universes.
All right. Are we going to recommendations?
Recommendations.
Sure. All right. My recommendation, Kung Fury.
I watched the shit out of the trailer/music video. I haven't watched Kung Fury itself yet.
Watch the goddamn movie.
I know, I will.
I still was so confused because when they had to I really honestly thought that the whole production thing was just to make a trailer, then they were done. Because they make fake trailers of things that don't exist.
Yeah.
So the fact that they made a trailer and then it actually exists is really weird to me.
Yes. I'm sad that they didn't make it to feature-length film level on their Kickstarter.
There's Triceracop.
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 That's pretty good.
He's a character.
It's 30 minutes, right?
It's about 30 minutes. They have, not to really give away too much on it, they have, because it looks like it was recorded with a VHS, or okay, it was on a VHS, so there's tracking issues in it,
yeah,
that they use as part of like a montage in a sense, so they show in a fight, and then tracking goes away, fights in some other weird, ridiculous place, tracking goes. It's
the overall, main character's name is Kung Fury.
It is. He legally changed his name to Kung Fury. It is. I did watch it really late night last night, but overall, I was entertained by it. It has a very much Blood Dragon feel to it.
Sure, 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 sure.
I mean, because it harnesses its, you know, power in the 80s, and yeah,
hacking too much time.
We should watch it right before we watch Game of Thrones.
What's your recommendation?
I have a twofold one. Fuck you, it's quick. I think a TV show that we all loved, and now it's on Netflix, but I think it doesn't get enough love retroactively, even though we all loved it.
Two Guys Are Going to Pizza Place?
But along those lines, Malcolm in the Middle. Malcolm in the Middle was an amazing show.
But can you watch it now and not think to yourself, that's Walter White?
No, and it makes it even better. It's amazing watching him speed walk and just be an incompetent idiot. The show is amazing.
Yeah, it's really good. I'm going to jump on here for an older show that's really good that I'm very surprised hasn't received more accolation, is Third Rock from the Sun.
Yeah, yeah.
Because a friend of mine is marathoning through all of the Third Rocks, and I'm just sitting there as I watched part of it with him yesterday. I was like, you know, I'm really surprised that this show, it doesn't have a lot more references to that show.
Yeah.
But it was right at that cusp where the internet kind of really started kicking in.
And it was popular at the time. Like, mm-hmm, everybody watched Third Rock, you know?
Correct.
It's just
correct,
like, you know, now people don't talk about it as much.
14 years ago,
Christ.
That's when it went off the air.
That's insane. The cancellation of Third Rock is almost old enough to drive.
Yep.
But my second one that isn't just like, hey, you should watch Malcolm in the Middle again because it's still funny, is, and I didn't know a lot of the writers on it were writers in Arrested Development, too. So, Timothy Zahn, good author. We all know him from his Star Wars books, including the best three Star Wars books ever made, and if they were movies, the best three Star Wars movies ever made. He had a series called the Quadrail series. Maybe not Quadrail series, Quadrail, some other noun. But there's five books about it's film noir detective battling monsters in space.
Cool.
And it's cool. It's well written. It's Timothy Zahn. What's not to like about Timothy Zahn? And it's the series is done. Five books, so you can read the whole thing in one whole shtick and not have to worry about ongoing like other series. Yeah,
he's a good author. He keeps good pace. Speaking of books, we still are doing the Dresden podcast. We said end of June, give or take a week or two.
End of May, give or take a week or two.
We had, you know, obviously you had some delays, and then with Lock and Load, it'll still happen. Probably, I would say not this week.
Well, don't give a time. It's going to happen, though.
It's going to happen soon.
One of my coworkers has all the books, so I'm just going to borrow all of them from him, so I don't have to worry about rebuying them or downloading them and shit like that.
Nice.
Because that's part of the thing. It's like, it was hard for me to get myself... I don't own them. I borrowed all of them when I read them originally. And so... But then, Brian, you don't have them anymore. You got rid of them because you converted to Kindle and everything. Yep. So if I wanted to read these books, I would either have to go to the library like some kind of a peasant or hippie.
Who the fuck was a library?
I would have to spend... like $150 to buy these again.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to spend that much money.
No.
I mean, but borrowing them all from a coworker is free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you guys get me the list of the images of the books?
Sure.
So I can do something up for that.
Yeah.
Covers. You guys are going to be talking about covers. The books. Okay. So yeah. Covers of the books.
Yeah. Sounds good. So yeah. Again, we're going to three podcasts but with them, 5 books at a time. Mm-hmm. Soon. Coming soon.
If we take our time, there could be 4 podcasts with 5 books each.
I hope we don't take that much time. I really want to get this going in the next couple weeks. So, yeah, that'd be fun. My recommendation is, I guess, Here the Storm. I've talked about it already. Play it. We're all playing it. Be cool.
I'm not playing it.
You should play it. Andy almost peek-eyed into it. Chris asked me like every 5 minutes, when's Andy going to play with us?
Forgot. We left out a tweet.
Oh, yeah, get the tweet. Speaking of Steam messages not coming up because we were talking about getting it. You know, listen, you find your thing.
Yesterday I
was doing some stuff on the computer, and then I closed a couple windows, and then there was a Steam message from somebody from like 2 hours before asking if I wanted to help him kill Zarpadon. And I'm like, aw.
I missed two Zappity Grumbles. I went to bed. Sorry.
All right, go.
Whose faction is going to be the saltiest this time around?
It's hard to say. Everything seems pretty good spoiled so far.
My first gut instinct is Signar, number one, because they always are, and number two, because Haley 3 won't be as good as Haley 2, because nothing can be as good as Haley 2, so they're going to bitch and moan about it.
Probably.
The other possibility is if Zarkova sucks, man, will the Earth implode.
Yeah, she's just worse than one.
If Zarkova 2 is just the most untrayable, unplayable garbage caster ever, like, it would be hilarious.
It would be kind of funny. But, yeah. I would probably say I would play Signar. I think Signar is probably going to be the one that I complain the most, because I agree with you that Haley 3 should not be at the same power level as Haley 2.
Nobody should.
That's the issue. Yeah.
I think the Menoth could surprise us. They haven't been complaining a lot lately. I'm sure they can just surprise us
They got The Rock.
Yeah, I know.
They got Fred Durst.
I saw that model. I need to play Menoth. That was my first thought. Was I need to buy a whole new Menoth faction.
He is a very cool looking model.
I have the Menoth starter player box in my room that I may give away as a prize at some point in a 6-pack, or I may keep.
Or give yourself a prize.
Yeah, maybe a prize for Brian.
I got a Durst and an army. Yay. I got some models for you if you need to buy them from me too.
What's the other one?
The last one is directed completely at me. Is our friend Chris Voigt is asking me, why won't you play Heroes of the Storm with me?
All I hear, we're like, why isn't Andy playing?
Yeah, this weekend was just not... I wanted to
saw you playing
nothing.
A lot of WoW.
I log in and I play a little bit of WoW.
Stop playing WoW, it's terrible.
Heroes of the Storm.
WoW still.
Here, I was running around with Thrall. That's fun.
It's weird. You like WoW because you get to play Pokemon.
Yeah.
And there's a bird on your head.
Yeah.
Like, I wish Andy from 5 years ago could travel forward and meet you, and you're like, you play Pokemon and there's a bird on your head. No. Actually, no, I think Andy from 5 years ago he would not be terrified.
I would have been like, oh my god, really?
Yeah.
This is fucking awesome.
You're right. You're right.
That's true and sad.
It is. Like, that would not have been some Ghost of Christmas Future thing where you change your ways. You would have been so excited. Kung Fu Pandas and you play Pokemon. And, oh boy!
Yeah, the Christmas Carol does not work on Andy. If I visit the past, I'll be like, awesome! If I visit the future, I'll be awesome!
I would try to change a past so fucking hardcore. Take that past. Super villain time.
Yeah.
Coworkers, so Wisconsin had a bunch of lotteries that were really high and going through. And, you know, I'm at work and people are like, I'm going to win the lottery this weekend. I'm going to do it. I'm like, when I win the lottery, I'm like, I can't win the lottery because if I win that lottery, I'm going to fucking burn everything to the ground.
Speaking of Wisconsin, this is a retroactive announcement. If you've always dreamed of being a professional school teacher and guiding and melding the young people of the world and teaching them and educating them, but you can't be bothered to go to school and become licensed or learn anything, just move to Wisconsin. There are now zero requirements to be a teacher.
Yep. So we're going to introduce all these laws.
Did you know that?
I didn't realize
there
that.
There are now, you can literally just go say, hire me, and it's the same as applying at a Quick Trip.
Yeah.
Man, I want
to. There are zero requirements to be a teacher now.
I want to go in and apply.
Fuck?
They put in all these rules to kill tenure, put in all these rules to kill off all the teacher unions, and now, you know, the guy who has his GED, he could be teaching your kid.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be...
Maybe he's smart.
It doesn't have to be FIED, physical ed education. He's...
He can teach him maths.
He can teach him maths.
Math.
Wait, are we British now? We're going with maths?
Math.
Yeah, maths.
Okay.
Math.
It's multiple maths.
I only call it maths because that's what the episode of Look Around You that was about maths was called, and Look Around You was the greatest fucking thing ever.
I don't know. I got a friend of mine to start watching the increasingly poor decisions of Todd Margaret.
All right.
Which is good. But anyway, so Zappity Grumble, done. Are we killing it?
You've been listening to episode insert episode number here of Crippled System. Bye.
You're supposed to suck it.
Bye bye, Glenn. We really love you.
Insert episode here.
Mr. Black.
Ca-caw. Paging Mr. Herman.